ಕುಶಲನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾ वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् थर्ड् केण्टो 9 चाप्टर् टेक्स्ट् नम्बर् 6. तावद् भयं द्रविण देह सुहृन्निमित्तम् शोकः स्पृहा परिभवो विपुलश्च लोभः तावन्ममेत्यसदवग् ग्रह आर्तिमूलम् यावन्नतेऽङ्घ्रिमभयं प्रवृणीत लोकः तावद्भयं द्रविण देह सुहृन्निमित्तम् शोकः स्पृहा परिभवो विपुलश्च लोभः तावन्ममेत्य सदवग्रह आर्तिमूलम् यावन्नतेऽङ्घ्रिमभयं प्रवृणीत लोकः तावद्भयं द्रविण देह सुहृन्निमित्तम् शोकः स्पृहा परिभवो विपुलश्च लोभः तावन्ममेत्यसदवग्रह आर्तिमूलम् यावन्नतेऽङ्घ्रिमभयं प्रवृणीत लोकः Tavat. Until then. Vayam. Fear. Dravina. Wealth. Deha. Body. Suhran. Suhrit. Relatives. Nimittam. For the matter of. Shokaha. Lamentation. Spriha. Desire. Paribhava. Paraphernalia. Vipulaha. Very great. Cha. Also. Lobhaha. Avarice. Tavat. Up to that time. Mama. Mine. Iti. Thus. Asat. Perishable. Avagraha. Undertaking. Artimulam. Full of anxieties. Yavat. As long as. Na. To not. Te. Your. Angrim abhayam. Safe lotus feet. Pravrinita. Take shelter. Lokaha. The people of the world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Oh my Lord, the people of the world are embarrassed by all material anxieties. They are always afraid. They always try to protect wealth, body and friends. They are filled with lamentation and unlawful desires and paraphernalia. And they avariciously base their undertakings on the perishable conceptions of my and mine. As long as they do not take shelter of your safe lotus feet, they are full of such anxieties. Purport. One may question how one can always think of the Lord in regard to His name, fame, quality, etc. If one is embarrassed by thoughts of family affairs, everyone in the material world is full of thoughts about how to maintain his family, how to protect his wealth, how to keep pace with friends and relatives, etc. Thus he is always in fear and lamentation, trying to keep up with the status quo. In answer to this question, this verse spoken by Brahma is very appropriate. It's a very good question. Many times, this is a very famous topic in the world. Like you all have the Santulan camp here. Why we need Santulan? Because people always get torn between the worldly responsibilities and the spiritual goal of life. So sometimes people go to one of the extremes and they see an imbalance. So similar question is asking. People say that we have so many worldly duties to do, where is time for God? People ask. A pure devotee of the Lord never thinks of himself as the proprietor of his home. He surrenders everything unto the supreme control of the Lord. And thus he has no fear for maintaining his family or protecting the interests of his family. Because of this surrender, he no longer has any attraction for wealth. Even if there is attraction for wealth, it is not for sense enjoyment, but for the service of the Lord. A pure devotee may be attracted to accumulating wealth, just like an ordinary man, but the difference is that a devotee acquires money for the service of the Lord, whereas the ordinary man acquires money for his sense enjoyment. Thus, the acquisition of wealth by a devotee is not a source of anxieties, as is the case for a worldly man. And because a pure devotee accepts everything in the sense of serving the Lord, the poisonous teeth of accumulation of wealth are extracted. If a snake has its poison removed and bites a man, there is no fatal effect. Similarly, wealth accumulated in the cause of the Lord has no poisonous teeth, and the effect is not fatal. A pure devotee is never entangled in material worldly affairs, even though he may remain in the world like an ordinary man. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhuvan Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kata Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరద్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Oh my Lord, the people of the world are embarrassed by all material anxieties. They are always afraid. They always try to protect wealth, body and friends. They are filled with lamentation and unlawful desires and paraphernalia. And they avariciously base their undertakings on the perishable conceptions of my and mine. As long as they do not take shelter of your safe lotus feet, they are full of such anxieties. Prayer of Brahma, Brahma's prayers for creative energy. Brahma is the most exalted soul amongst all the souls who are in the navel of Vishnu. And that Vishnu chooses Brahma to be the first created living being and gives him a body from his own navel through a lotus flower in which Brahma is first born. So, although Brahma is the most special living entity, here you will find Brahma completely humbling himself in front of the Lord, considering himself very insignificant. In one another place also Brahma says, "My dear Lord, I am like a baby in the womb of a mother who sometimes kicks the mother inside, but the mother doesn't take any offenses." Similarly, the Brahmanda is also like a womb, and we may perform some naughty activities, mischievous activities, having become rebellious of the Lord, but he is begging the Lord, "Please forgive me." So if this is the situation of Brahma, what to speak of the ordinary living entities? So the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are very exalted, and they are very difficult to comprehend with a tiny brain like mine, because as Brahma rightly says here, how the living entities are suffering in this world. Similarly, imagine if an ant falls from a tree into a river, what will be the situation of the ant? It will just get carried away. Sometimes in a commode or a latrine, you find the ant falls into the hole, carried away by the water. That is the situation of living entities in this world. But if a bird drops a leaf from the top, then the leaf can act as a boat to take the ant to the shores, isn't it? So the pure devotees are like that bird who leaves behind a legacy for us to hold on to, so we can like it is said, "Yahar prasade bhai ye bhavatariya jai," isn't it? "Krishna prati hoi yaha hoi te." So we can attain Krishna prati only by their mercy. So I will try to speak a few words on this beautiful purport that Srila Prabhupada elaborates here on this Brahma's verse. As in the first paragraph, Prabhupada explains that everybody in this world is anxiety. The first anxiety all living beings have is for themselves. Everybody worries about their health. My health should be good. I should be able to survive. So, survival, protection, sustenance. This is something very fundamental for every living being. First, one wants to survive. And once one is surviving, then one wants to make a house to protect oneself from the cutting cold of the winter and scorching heat of the summer and everything. And from thieves and mischievous elements in society. And to the degree the living entities become materialistic, to that degree this fear will increase for protection also. You will find in India, even today, there are villages where the doors are open night when they sleep. Because there is nothing much to steal from a house. People live very simple lives. There is nothing much to steal. Whereas if you go to cities, you will find they have a lens to see through the door. Even after you open the door a little bit, there is a chain also to fully see the fellow. Who is it? Is it not true? Then there is beware of dogs. There are burglar alarms. Correct, no? All these different kinds of safety devices. The gunmen standing in many banks can find. So these are all symptoms of fear due to which people are struggling for protection. Actually, when materialism increases, the mischievousness of the living entities also increases. Like in West, you will see the teachers wear a SOS, they call it Save Our Souls. As soon as a child is showing a gun, teacher will press the button. Then the cops will come and take the boy away. Similarly, children also have their, you know, buzzer alarms and all. There are panic buttons. If any boy is showing a gun, he can press the button immediately. It's available right next to your seat. Why such fear? Teachers are fearful of students and students are fearful of other students. Everybody is allowed to have a gun. You can register and have. Basically, the government has allowed everybody to have a gun if they want. They can register and have one so that they can prevent themselves from others. Is it a very wonderful solution? And all the people are not self-controlled sages that they will never use it, you know. So, the society is becoming increasingly fearful. More and more as materialism increases. The more we go far away from God, the more the darkness, the more the fear. Fear is in darkness only, isn't it? When we have no torchlight or something, when you are walking, you always fear a snake or a scorpion or something which may crawl over our feet and bite us. But when we come closer to the Lord's lotus feet, then one is enlightened, one is wise, one is free from fear of protection and lamentation and everything. So, because people in general are materialistic by nature, actually the Shastras always give the absolute truth in a very palatable way. Like if you see the Chanakya Neti, many little simple shlokas, but they are actually, Chanakya says in his first shloka, he says that Sarva Shastra Samuchayam. He says, I have taken this from the Shastras only. He says, Pranamya Sharasa Vishnum Trailokya Adipatim Prabhum. That's the first shloka he wrote. I offer my head, I bow down my head to Trailokya Adipati, Lord Vishnu, he says. And then whatever was, Shastras are there, which are coming as emanations from him, I have given the quintessence of that, he says. So, for the common people, many things are taught from the Shastra. For example, Santoshatrishu Kartavyo Swadare Bhojane Dhane. One should be satisfied with one's own wife. One should not stick his neck out of the window looking at another beautiful woman. And Bhojane, one should be satisfied with food cooked at home. If one eats in some hotel, where the food is made for business purpose, then one will spoil one's health, isn't it? Because they may make very crispy, very nice soda, bhaji and everything, but that is meant for making money. One should simply eat at home and be satisfied. So dare bhojane dhane also. One should be satisfied with whatever wealth one is having in one's pocket. Whatever money you earn, you shape your life according to that. Cut your leg according to chappal size. Don't cut chappal leg size. Imagine you went to a bata shop, you found a chappal which is smaller than your feet. Will you cut your leg to fit into the chappal? So don't try to spend more than what you earned. Chanakya dismisses all credit card and everything. He says, whatever you earn, spend within that, he says. And then he's saying, Trishu Chaivana Kartavyo, Swadhyaya Japadana Yoho. He's saying three things you should never be satisfied. Swadhyaya, never think I have studied too much. Keep studying Shastra, it's oceanic. Sometime when you read second time, third time, we get a better understanding also. Japa also. 16 minimum rounds, Prabhupada said. So more than 16, if somebody chants, that is called Prem Mala. 17th round, if somebody chants, you ask him, "Hey, you did 17th round, what inspired you to do that?" Just like that, today is festival day, I thought I'll chant one more round. That lovingly, if somebody chants, it's amazing thing. Generally, people complete 16 and think, enough, till tomorrow morning, there is no anxiety. So, for Japa, one need not be too restricted. One can chant more. Swadhyaya, Japa, Dana Yoho. For giving charity also, one should have a big hand. Liberally, one should give charity, he says. So, in this way, these are all simple anecdotes. We read like that to teach the same principles what Shastra teaches. Yajna Dana Tapasya Pavanani Manishinam, Krishna also says that. So, he says that one should not be too anxious to accumulate wealth. In the 7th canto we read that accumulating wealth itself is a very difficult thing. Like, you know, one, sometimes a soldier joins an army with the greed of earning a lot of money. Sometimes a thief enters into somebody's house at the cost of, at the risk of being captured by the people, burglar alarm and the dog also. Still, he takes a risk to get the money. Or sometimes people dive deep to get some pearls in the ocean and they never come back. So there are many people in this world, in the 7th canto you read, how they take risk for accumulating money. But after accumulating such a huge amount of money, there is no security that the money will not, either the money leaves them or they leave the money. Money leaves them means some thieves steal away the money at a gunpoint. One boy was selling abroad, is living in Denver. He was selling that there is a great danger of young people, young men who are thieves, who come at the window. At the window, they show a gun. Only one hand comes in and one hand is showing, give your laptop, like this. If you don't give the laptop, immediately. If you give the laptop, the hand will take the laptop and go away. So, like this kind of thing happens in any home, anytime it can happen. You can't even see the person's face also, only the hand will come in. Can you imagine? Yeah. So, we may accumulate a lot of wealth, but at a gunpoint it can be taken away. Or if somebody says, somehow I was holding on to this wealth till the point of death, then one will be pulled away from the wealth. Yeah. There is a song, you heard this. Na kuch saath laaye the, na kuch leke chalenge. Jo is duniya mein paya, idhar hi chod kar chalenge. Whatever you are, hold on to, you leave it behind at the time of death. Correct, no? See, when children are newly born, what they do? They hold on. How many of you have seen the children's hand is like this? You have seen? When you open the fingers also, what it does? Because it has come in a holding mode. At the time of death, they leave and go. Correct, no? Again, after next birth, again they will hold. Again, leave. So, cycle of birth and death means hold and leave, that's all. We don't hold on to anything. So, one should think about the, you know, here today, gone tomorrow pleasures. In the 11th canto, in the Hamsavatara section, this is mentioned. Here today, gone tomorrow pleasures. What is here today, gone tomorrow? These pleasures are like a passing phantasmagoria. Like sometimes you are lying in the terrace and watching the clouds in the night. You see, they look like a beautiful palace, marble palace. And you close your eyes for some time, again you open. They look like a beautiful big elephant, like a white elephant. And you close your eyes, and then after some time you look in the sky, they look like small, small 3-4 rabbits. Then you close your eyes and open your eyes, they will be gone. In this way, the paraphernalia of this world is also called as Gandharvapur. It doesn't exist for a very long time. And even while existing, they create a lot of headaches. Avadhut Brahmana in the 7th canto says, the wealth is difficult to acquire, but even after acquiring, it gives 14 types of troubles. A long list he gives. There is a long list of headaches one gets by having the wealth. What kind of anxiety, tension it produces. He says that. So one time a sadhu and his disciple were walking through a jungle, and suddenly under a tree the sadhu saw a closet opened, and there was a huge quantity of gold, shining gold. When the sadhu watched it, immediately he shouted, "Mrityu, Mrityu, Mrityu," shouted, and he ran away from that place. And hearing the sound, 2-3 thieves came, and then they saw that gold, and they laughed and said, "What a fool he is. He's calling it as Mrityu. Thanks, we were just sleeping under another tree. He woke us up and he has shown us direction to a gold." So they picked it up. But then, when they went to another place in a gufa, they thought that now we will divide amongst ourselves. So they told one of them that we are very hungry. Go to the village and fetch some food and bring. So let's eat and then we will divide. So when that fellow was away, the other two fellows were intending to divide. So then one of them was asking, "Hey, that fellow is gone. When he comes, we will finish him off. We will take the food from him. We will eat. And then we can finish him off. And then we can eat it." So this was the plan they made. So when that fellow went to the village and brought the food, as soon as they picked up the food from him, they killed him. Stabbed him and threw him off. Then they both ate the food, thinking that after the food we will divide. But then they also started gasping for air because the food was mixed with poison. So that fellow thought, "I will finish off these two fellows and I will take all the money." So these two fellows started finishing him. So what this clearly shows, this story, that's why the sadhu said Mrityu, Mrityu, and he ran away. So what we learn from this story is, as soon as money comes, which is also one of the fifth residences of Kali Raj, immediately people's ego becomes vitiated and people start making plans for how I can enjoy it, how I can flourish and how I can enjoy. And so even 16th chapter Krishna says that, "Idam adhyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idam asti idam apime bhavishyanti punardhanam." So today I have this much money, and then in future I will have, now I have $1 million, I will have $2 million. You will always find that people, they never find, like, you know, somebody has 99 lakhs, surely they will try to make it 1 crore. Correct, no? Somebody has 99,000, they will try to make it 1 lakh. And for making that 1 lakh only, people put so much sweat and toil in this world and they struggle hard. Like this. So, and that is why in this world, there is so much of crowd in the cities. Like Bombay city can hold 1.5 million people, but there are 15 million people in Bombay. 10 times. Why? What happened in Bombay? From here, our Vaikuntha airplane is going up. Everybody is coming here. You know, except our Radha Gopinath and Juhu temple. All other places you can see how the city is. Why people are coming here? And you know, Vaikuntapati's wife is here. That Vishnu's wife, Lakshmi. Sometimes you go to a Sejji shop, you only find Lakshmi pouring coins from her hands. You ask him, "Sir, where is Narayana?" He says, "Lakshmi is enough. Only Lakshmi. Lakshmi should be worshipped with Narayana." Prabhupada says a crying Sita in the hands of Ravana will only make Ravana miserable. But a smiling Sita next to Ram can bestow you all good fortune. So Prabhupada says in one lecture. So one should, that's why we worship Shakti and Shaktiman together. We don't worship only Lakshmi separately in a picture. Or sometimes people worship only Shaktiman alone. Like you find in some Gita's, you find a picture, poor Krishna standing alone, nobody around. But Krishna is always with Radharani. Krishna is always with cows and calves and Yamuna and everything. So we should worship Shakti and Shaktiman together like that. So that is why for worshipping Shaktiman, we can aspire for Lakshmi. Prabhupada says here. That is not a problem, he says here. Like when we were building our new temple in Pune, one fellow saw the model and everything and he said, what is the need, you know, for such a big temple? You could have made a temple under a tree, like sometimes Ganeshji has a small temple under a tree. You could have made like that. Itna karcha karne ki kya zarurat hai, you know? What is the need of such a big temple and working hard to collect money and everything? So then I asked that fellow, you know, you see, when you were a college student, did you have a bike? He said, no, I only had a cycle. Only when I became a GET in a company, I had a bike. Now you are a project lead. Do you go in a bike? He said, no, I have a car. He has a Sandero car. Then I asked him, will you use only this car lifelong? He said, no. And I become a big manager, I'll buy a Benz. Then I told him, look at you. You are going in a cycle and now you are asking for Benz. Isn't it? Similarly, the type of clothes you wear also improves as you go to higher and higher position. Is it not true? And the house also becomes 1 BHK, 2 BHK, 3 BHK, row house and then independent bungalow, correct? Like in Pune, our Pune camp temple, right opposite to that, the number one man in the army lives there, Mr. N.C. Vij. So there are two lanes, two roads, but in between the two roads, there is only one house only. So I went to meet him to give him Janmashtami invitation once. So I had to cross 50 security men to go inside to meet that fellow. So much tight security. Every time they check, I said, already they checked me. No, we also have to check thoroughly. More and more finer check. At last when I went to meet him, I wanted to see who is that fellow. Only his old mother was there. She said, I'll de dunga usko. So she took it and kept it. You can't even see him also. Because General Vaidya was shot there only. Many years ago. So they are very fearful. They are not easily accessible also. Even when you go and meet also. But it took me two and a half hours to go inside. You can imagine. So, and I was wondering, why does he need such a big house? Although there is a huge garden around, there are independent bungalows and so many rooms. Like in London, there was a house with 85 rooms. And in one room, one old man and old lady were sleeping in two beds. They can't even get up from their bed. Although they are owner of the whole house, 85 room house. So what are they going to do with every other room? Are they going to occupy every room? But still people possess a lot. Just this one man is possessing such a big house. Why doesn't God deserve a big house? Why doesn't God be given a big temple? Like Tirupati Balaji, once he was wearing a mukut which was 60 crore rupees. So some people are asking, why are we spending so much money for God? But if you see, our Prime Minister of India, every day they spend 2 crores for him to go from one place to another. When he came to Pune, I came to know, President of India, when he came, they spend for helicopter and for security and for his safety, they spend 2 crores per day. Can you imagine? When he has to especially go to another other places out. So in a month, if he can spend 60 crores for a man in this world who is not even a mosquito in front of God, for God, can't you keep a, you know, 30 crore, 60 crore mukut? Does he not deserve it? He is Lakshmipati. Somebody is Lakpati, somebody is Crorepati, somebody is Arapati, Karapati. Lord is Lakshmipati. Does Lakshmipati not deserve a beautiful mukut? So, people who are envious, when you give to God, they will be envious. But if you don't give to God, to whom will you give? You pluck a rose. If you don't give to God, you will give to your girlfriend. Correct, na? You have to give it to somebody else. So why everything is created in this world? For Krishna's pleasure only. Like a watermelon tree is making watermelon. For whom? When I asked this question, one boy was telling, I think Prabhuji, summer season is very hot. I think watermelon is giving us some water to drink. No, watermelon tree is making watermelon to offer to Krishna only. But poor watermelon tree, he cannot go to the temple and offer it. If a human being plucks the watermelon and offers bhoga to Krishna, the next life watermelon tree will become a human being. He gets that benefit. So we have to act as an instrument helping the tree to get a human body by offering it to Krishna. Similarly, the oceans are offering Navaratna, so we can make beautiful, valuable jewels and offer to Krishna. The mountains are producing gold and silver and diamonds, so we can offer all these things to Krishna. Yeah, everyone in this world has some. Apsaras know how to dance, so they can dance for the pleasure of Krishna. Bards know how to sing, so they can sing for the pleasure of Krishna, like Gandharvas and everybody. So everybody in this world carries some talent which is offerable to Krishna only. But in between, somebody comes and puts a break and says, you offer to me. You see, great kings can be glorified because they are Raja Rishis. They are called Naradev. Similarly, mothers and fathers are worshipable who represent Krishna, called Matradev or Pitradev. Otherwise, if somebody blocks the worship meant for Krishna opaquely, they become sense enjoyers, like Vena and other kings, like that. So here Prabhupada says, for the sake of Krishna, we can earn wealth. But it is easily said than done. Because somebody may say that we are accumulating money for Krishna, and after the money comes, they may use it for their own purposes, which is called duplicity. So Yukta Vairagya is wonderful, but first we should have some Vairagya first. Then we can do Yukta Vairagya. Like sometimes we say, we can dovetail everything in Krishna's service. But oftentimes the things which we like to dovetail are the inclinations that we have in our own lower nature. In the name of dovetailing, often we find there is more of a tail than a dove. So, we have to be careful when we dovetail our certain inclinations. Somebody has the inclination for collecting money, they want to dovetail it in Krishna's service. We have to be careful. If we don't know how, like Uttama Bhagavat can do that. Krihetva api indriyair arthan yona dveshti na hrishyati Vishnor mayamidam pasyan savai bhagavatottamaha. One of the Bhagavata Uttama definition is, although he accepts the Vishnu Maya in this world, but he does not become attached to Vishnu Maya or averse to it. He takes it and engages in Supreme Lord's service. All the indriyair arthan he accepts, but he offers it to the Supreme Lord. Just like our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Manasa deho geho yoki chumor arpilu tuva pade nandakishor sampade vipade jivane marane Dai mama gela tuva o padavarane maro bhira kovi jo ichha tuhar nitya das prati tuva adhikar keta janma ho yata tuva das Bahirmukha Brahma Janma Nahi Mora Ash. He's telling, although I am a grihastha with 10 children, wife, family and a high court magistrate job, my dear Lord, I don't consider anything of this to be belonging to be mine. He says, Yo kichu more, whatever I have belongs to you only. I offer it all to you at your lotus feet, he says. So if somebody can have this consciousness, it is immaterial, one is in which ashrama. Ashrama means actually it's a spiritual shelter. And he is saying also, in foul weather and fair weather, I'll be your servant. Not that, you know, there was a financial crunch at home, so I gave up chanting the holy name and stopped going to temple. In all, sampade vipade, I will always be your devotee. Not only that, even till last breath I will be your devotee, and beyond last breath also I will continue to be a devotee in the next life also. And I don't aspire to be taking some higher birth like that of Brahma with four heads so that I can control the whole universe. I have no such desire, because if I become forgetful of you, what is the use of all my position and post and controllership over everything in this world? Rather, I would like to become a small worm in the house of a devotee, because there will be some Mahaprasad particles left there. I can eat Mahaprasad and be satisfied. And this way I can remember you, your lotus feet always. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he found his home. Yedi nagrihe bhajana deki grihete goloka bhai. Like that he says. When I return home, I find my home to be like a goloka, he says. So, the art of working in this world is to catch fish without getting wet. So, I will conclude with a story. Once upon a time, there were some group of 30-40 monkeys who used to always wander in groups. So when they wandered in a group, at one time it was a hot sunny day, so they all were very thirsty for water. So they found a lake, and all the monkeys are about to run to the lake. But the leader of the monkey told them, wait a minute, whenever we go to a new place, you should be careful and cautious. Maybe some creature may be living in the water. All of you stay behind and I will inspect the area, and then I will give you sanction before you jump into the waters. So then he saw that there were big, big footprints of some Rakshasa or somebody, Yaksha or somebody, on the shore of the lake. So he warned all of them, somebody has gone into the water, it is not safe in this place to drink water. Then all the monkeys became morose. Where else will we search for water now? So he told, let us wait for a while and then let us watch for some time and then we will decide, the leader said. So they all waited for a while. Sure enough, after 30 minutes of waiting, surely one yaksha who was living in the water, he came out telling all the monkeys, you monkeys, don't you feel very hot today? The water is so fresh, cooling and refreshing. Why didn't you drink the waters? He said, I am providing you such vast body of water. Why didn't you drink now? And all the monkeys looked at each other. Hey, just see, such a dangerous fellow. He's like a rakshasa who came out of water up to the hip. And then he went inside the waters again. So the leader said, just see, I told you, if you go to drink water in this place, he will capture you. So all the monkeys now realized the danger. Then they thought, then how to drink water? Then the leader monkey took them all to a field, where they plucked out some reeds. You know what's a reed? A reed is a long tubular grass. Long tubular grass, you have sometimes, straw. Like a straw kind of grass. So he told them to pluck a long grass. Each of the grass was like 1 meter long. So all of them plucked and they all went, and there were trees which they climbed up. From the top of the tree, they put the straw and they started drinking water. So that fellow in the water became frustrated. Because he was intending to eat all of them, but he couldn't eat them. But at the same time, they were drinking water. So this is an example of catching fish without getting wet. So while living in the world, we have to learn the art of working, but not getting entangled. We should have, in our heart, we should have fear like Yadabharat. Hey, I should be careful. Somebody gives, can you eat this? What is it? Is it prasad or not? Somebody says, chalo. Where chalo? Cinema theater or temple? So, we should always be fearful in the heart. Think twice before acting. But act in such a way that we don't get entangled. Similarly, Prabhupada says, collect wealth for Krishna's service. But collect it in such a way that your bhajan will not be affected. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.